the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simen, actually at the end of Simen Shin Ches, the halachas of Mukta, which is actually what the next Simen is going to be called, but essentially, this is called Dvarim HaMatarma Asur L'Talk on Shabbos, things are permitted and forbidden to move on Shabbos, Siv Mem Vav, the bottom of page 220. Says the Mechaber, Asal Asas Tachas Atzilah, a person is forbidden to carry beneath his elbows Zera HaTeilom Shois Nameshi, the seed of the worm that makes silk eggs. And they should also be tilted because it's forbidden to move. So therefore, you can't carry it. But moreover, as we continue to Daf Kofir Rav, it actually creates with warmth. It's heat sensitive, and therefore that's forbidden. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kufnun Tes, besides the fact that it's forbidden to move, it's also Moile B'chumai, Ritz Lomar Mitzneh Shaldi HaChayim, through the heat, Yitzna Teilom and Azera, that causes the worms to come out from the seeds. Although it's not intending for this, it's inevitable. It's deliberate. And therefore, that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos, even though essentially you're doing a passive act. Some say it's forbidden to carry, to move a garment that has a forbidden mixture of wool and linen. Some permit. What's a machlag? It says in Mishmus of Katan Kov Samach, somehow all that's forbidden Latatl to movement. Nisha Asala Lovsha, because you can't wear Shatnas and different Muktu, it's different Muktu. If it's a Guv Mekamasa and says El Rabbin, another Chaynim, that would mean to say it's inherently Muktu, and even for its place or for its utility, it would be forbidden Kov Samachal. But Yesh Matim Sampa Mitch, it become Mokum, it's still Malbushu, it's a garment, but Teres Kleel of it has halachic status as a vessel, even though you can't wear it. Yikaka Svarashayna, however, the primary is like the first opinion. And that it's mukta. But can there from Mashkelina Yisrael in Yehudim? If you have a security from a non-Jew, Asal Talam Shabbos says the Prima Gadim. Ayn Shem look over there. That's forbidden to move it on Shabbos. Sif Mem Ches. Mutl Talam Anif B'Shabbos. He's allowed to move a fan on Shabbos. Lavriach Zvuvim to chase away the flies. Sif Kot in the Kuf Samach Beis. Lavriach Zvuvim to chase away the flies. Kakol Kli Shem Lach Leis. Like any vessel that its primary utility is for somebody forbidden. The mutl talit on goof it. You allow to move it for a permitted utility, which is although the manifa is used for something forbidden. It's like a sifter, but it's if you're using it to chase away the flies, so you allow to use it with the vaymashik seven level sif chav gimel sif mem tes machbodis shemechabnim makarka. Brooms that you sweep the ground with, mutl talim you allowed to move them. It says Mishmaris of Katan Kif Samachim mutl talim you allowed to move them. I feel Mechamot tell even from the sun to the shade, which is specifically by a kli shemalach de lahata. From Mechaba Ozel Lishadasi, and the author is going according to his opinion. This really b'simach shen lamatan zet beis. The mutl chavay karkim merutzef. You allowed to sweep the ground if it's tiled. In case if that's the case, b'chal kli shemalach lahata, it's concluded as like a vessel. Its primary utility for somebody that's committed to do on Shabbos. And therefore has a more extensive permissibility range. Now, but the female should pass a good emotion, but according to the Ramah rules over the definite of Asr, even if it's tile, it's forbidden. And Kinnu, so it's considered as a vessel that primarily is for prohibited use utility. And if it's on top, you shouldn't move the broom, Kimmel to have Kaima only if you need to use it for something permitted or its place. Not just to move it, like, because you don't want it to get ruined or something like that. Siv Nun. That's a telescope. It permits to move a telescope on Shabbos. And Sifrei HaChachma is also books of wisdom, science books, and things like that. Well, that's what I'm going to say. Whether one has to be in doubt regarding if it is permitted. Says Mishbur Sivkan Kavsa Magdal, that Ol Dasa Rambam is a Safik. That you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos from some secular books, even that of wisdom. It's a tool that's used to see the stars. Maybe according to Rambam, since you can't use them, so maybe they're forbidden to be moved. Even according to Rambam, it's permitted to move. I mean, limud, and even regarding learning, it's the Rashba, he's inclined like the opinion of Rashba, Yelada, learn these ideas on Shabbos. I mean, because I'm the Lebesim Mishad Zayin, Siv Yud Zayin. Siv Nun Aleph. Masha Mecha Ala Shais. This that tells us regarding the time. Shekevin, Nila Izoi. Beidru Shalchoil, whether it's a sand clock, Beidru Shal Menach, whether it's a different type, Yishla Stabek, one has to be in doubt, and Mutla Tadlo, if you let him move it. So as Ramo Kvar Pasha Amini Lesser, the widespread custom is that it's forbidden. Sivkot and Kav Samachis is in Mishbura, where the clock is Shalchol, which is Hukrish Malam by Choyl. It's a tool that you fill up with sand. Chol Yitzi there, Nekav Mitachtisa, and the sand goes out through a hole in the bottom. As Suya Kavin Kavin, it comes out in lines, Lashar by Ashoyz, to know how long, what the time is. Sivkot gives him above, or shall menachar of a different type given to us a chuluyis, made up of different parts. Akabah Shah is to recognize the hours, kishatil magil is a chuluya, it's called a sundial. When the sun gets to a certain part, then you know what time it is. Sivkot and kubasam of zain, so then yeshla's topic, it's not clear if you let him move it. Why? Because the Dhamma of the Medina says man o yatzel. It's similar to measuring time or the shade. It's considered as a tool that's primarily used for something forbidden. Because the medin b'Shabbos v'asi, you don't measure on Shabbos. Because the initial mitzvah, it's not related to that of a mitzvah. But filim ulemin al yodai, and even is learning through it, kamakum still ikam medin the initial mitzvah. The primary measure is not for a mitzvah. However, because the Torah chalei l'guf al makami, but if you need the sundial or the sand timer for its place or for some other permitted utility. Without the shari, then it's permitted or kli, because the mice it's a kli, it just might be a kli shemach le'isr. Sivkon samaches, and Rama said, the widespread custom is already lesser to make it forbidden. Now, however, says Mishru, b'zegur shalonu, in our watches, yesh lahater, one can permit to move it on Shabbos. It says, b'im agad, ma'at shakal al sharachrein, b'davka gitanim, now that's specifically the small one, shakarim tashin ur, which are these pocket watches. Alagadadim, shakarim vandur, but the big ones that's called the wall clocks. Also, on top of that, you're not allowed to move. If a loisin kli shoyis on the table, a karka, even those clocks that are on the box on the ground, yishlachem until the one should be stringent moving him. Loisin tzech mekema. If it's not, that you need a place. So the shari tshuva. Sifnun beis muktzah la shima b'muktzah. If something is muktzah for the wealthy, it's considered muktzah. If a lanim imetalim and therefore even the poor shouldn't move it. Sifkan kavasamach tes. Muktzah la shima. It's someone who meets say a shudovish who guru beina shima. If something that's inferior in the eyes of the wealthy. They don't usually use it because of their wealth. They put it away. It's like, for example, the leftover rags, which the Sharatzin Kuf Lamed Aleph says that El Rab and Sidi Gimel Chadush Rabbi Kavega. But this is according to the Hashem over there. You'd have this case by talisis of mitzvah. So it says the Mishmur Shem Chusim Mishleish Tvachem Mashleish Tvachem. The less than 3 by 3 Tvachem. For like Chazan Rak Lanim, is it light that it's only fit for like the poor, for like whatever, like a patch, not for the wealthy, okay, Nesla Shim, until the devil becomes forbidden for the wealthy even to move. Sivkot and Kov Ayn. So he said, even for the poor, Imatatni can't move it. Why? Because it was already set aside from the intention of the owner, which is wealthy. And the Chilik ben Nim Shabbat Beis, there's no difference between the poor and the house, ben Nim Shabbat Beis, or poor for out of his house. There's Lin Basim Mishubala, we go after the one that's the owner. I've already said Lebes of Yud Gimel. We said previously in the Mishpin Gimel Etz Boisel Gimel Tzvos, which is much smaller, 3 by 3 finger breadths. Mutl telling you allowed to move it. And the Davkishim Shal Ani, if it's owned by a pauper, thus Mutl Gamal also tell us, and then even the wealthy is allowed to move it. By Metasha Masi, look at Tasha that he comes out. The Davkish Shal Shadab of his Ani. It's only if the wealthy person lives in the house of the pauper. Shows the Negrachar, then he's drawn after him. Then and the poor uses it, so the wealthy could have a Ashadam. But a regular wealthy person also tells us not allowed to move it. Too much to become Mokum in the role. It's not fit for him. Shabbos Megumatvachum is less than the shit that he would use it. Right, the Mashal Pasuk Mechaber that Mechaber rules the Muktzah Bal Vayis of Muktzah Kol, that if it's considered Muktzah by the owner, it's Muktzah everybody who Dafku Davishin Rola Balav is only something that's not fit for the owner. Machlis Beisik cannot because if it's inferior, like we're describing, Abadavishin Rola Balav Machmasiz, but it's not for the owner because by Isik going to not be kicker, he took a vow from the loaf. Then that's the Muktzah Bishul said that it wouldn't become Muktzah because of this. Hold the Muktzah Achim since permitted for others. Who answered him with the talit? Even he himself is permitted to move. The Muktzah Kol Oil. Now if he made it forbidden, the whole that world then Usul Kol Talit then would be forbidden for everyone.
Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 166. The get to the isser that they weren't come out of this, the seeds. The Chumash Levi writes that there's a problem makabatish because you're causing to generate and remedy a new thing. He adds on that even according to the Taz and Tufkov's based, that generating fire is also awesome. I tell you, it's possible that the warming of the seeds for the worms is only awesome drabon, because since the worms only generate at a later point in time, the heating is not considered as a full-fledged tikkun. Dish number 167, a watch that winds itself by movement of the hand, and it's not through a battery. Shlomo Zalman is inclined that if it's not activated, it's forbidden to shake it on Shabbos. But when it's activated, you're allowed to shake it, even though the intention of the person is to wind the watch by his movements. But it's logical that the watch is not considered as ruined, because the watch is already activated, and the one that's wearing is only extending the time when it's going to be activated through a small movement that by default he's doing, and there's no binyan b'kelim by something that does not require ma'aseh uman, a professional act. Moreover, that's something that's done many times during the daytime is not considered as makabeh padish. Pil miyashav is that it's permitted to move it when it's activated. Shmuel Shabbat Levi writes that a watch that could have extended its activation until Matzah Shabbos, even without the movement of the hand on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear it because it's not his intention, and it's not similar to someone that warms up the silkworms, where his primary goal is that it should generate the worms. And even though that it's a psikresha, this is a psikresha de laich bislay, that he doesn't care about it, and it's also too drabanan, and it's close to be a grama. But if, without his hand movement, the watch would not have continued to go, or let's say a Yom Tov that's near Shabbos, because of his hand movement, the watch is going to go on Yom Tov, that's a psik reja de nichle, because it'll go that much longer, then he reads the tzarchin, and he concludes, in such situations, we don't have the ability to protest in regarding those who are lenient. Now, another opinion of the Chazon Ish, one should not go with such a watch. Opinion of Nisker Ellis is, if it's already tied onto his hand, he's allowed to go with it, because every movement on its own is not a psik reisha that'll fill up the wind up the watch, because it's possible it's already what's filled up from the previous movement. But if he removed it from his hand, then he's now go ahead and put it back on, because then it would be a psikresha that's going to wind up. And regarding a digital watch that prepares itself through the movement of the hand, that look and save Mariah Shabbos, that one should be stringent not to put that on because of a concern of kleisiv. Dish number 168, even though we said that, you know, okay, Kalayim is forbidden to wear it, and it's muksa, so even though the garment is fit to use for an animal, for a non-Jew, the Kalkel Shabbos writes that as long as it's fit to be permitted for a Jew, for example, let's say by removing the forbidden threads, he wouldn't use it for an animal for a non-Jew, like halacha of raw meat, which you don't give to dogs according to the market from that's brought in Sifkat and Kaf Chavzai. Now, however, a garment that's mixed in that totally shotness in a way that it's not possible to remove the forbidden threads. So you're right, he writes over there, it's not muktzeh because it is fit for an animal for a non-Jew. Now, if the shotness is not recognized on the garment, the Shlomo Zalman holds that it's muktzeh because then you're not allowed to give it to a non-Jew as a concern that he might resell to a Jew. And we have to be concerned for that. The Jew won't realize that. So to a garment that is only but a concern of shatnez, the Yashav holds that it's muktzeh because lamaisa is not fit to utilize and to wear as long as it wasn't checked. A garment that's mixed in it a thread of shatnez, so Shlomo Zalman is not sure, maybe it's not muktzeh because it's possible to easily fix it. And so regarding kelim that need hagala or tvila, he's not sure if this is considered as muktzeh or not. There's number 169. Shubish, I believe, he wonders, why isn't the halach of this manifa like a klisha lach lehetta, because it's a fan that's meant to chase away the flies, as sounds like a Shulchan Aruch Sefchav Gimel. So as Nidbru explains, because we're talking about manifa that's designated for during the weekday, actually, that you kill the flies with, and therefore it's considered actually as a klisha lach lehetta. This is from 170. In our times, that most of the houses are tiled, Rebbe Nisker Ellis holds that a broom is not muktzeh because it's brought in Be'alocha in Simchat Shen Lamed Zayin, in such a situation, there's no forbidden, no prohibition of sweeping the house. Now, even someone that in this house is not tiled and does not have ability to utilize with a broom in the permitted way, but someone holds, however, still the broom is considered Kli Shalach Lehetter because the Etzem Kli is designated from Lachas Heter in places that it's tiled. Dish number 171, Be'alocha later on Simchat Shen Lamed Zayin brings, the Prima Gadim is not sure if it's permitted to move a ring that's attached to a door, or it's considered a klisha malach l'isser. And they say that something is brought in the Prima Gadim is according to Labush, which the Be'alocha there does not mention that here paskins are not like the Labush. Dish number 172, to look through binoculars and to focus it, Chaznish holds that there's no problem about in and chachma, and it's permitted, and that's brought in the Kesach Shulchan, that it's permitted. Dish number 173, The reason why our watches are permitted, Bishlam Zaman holds, because it's different, the watches that are common nowadays from that of a sand timer, that which basically the majority, they wouldn't use only when they were busy with some type of malacha. But that was considered as a kli that was made for measuring things of mundane, which is not the case by a watch in our days, which is designated just to know the time, and therefore it's not a problem. Edition 174, also an alarm clock, Yashav holds it's not moktzin, that's the one that's grilled, it's permitted to move it, because it was made for that, and he adds on that even the Hazachaz Nish, they would move it. Now, regarding a watch that has buttons that to turn on the light, or to make some type of calculations, a calculator watch, etc., Chupas Yerlatzin writes that if it doesn't usually use the buttons in the weekday, then you're allowed to put it on, wear it on Shabbos. However, if he generally uses those, then you have to be concerned that he might forget and press the buttons on Shabbos, and then you should not put it on. Chupas Yerlatzin writes that if he's concerned that maybe he's going to press on the buttons, better that he should put some type of covering or some type of sign on the watch. And so Shlomo Zalman holds, according to Rabbi Yashiv, without a sign of wrapping a string on the buttons or something like that, one should not put it on. Edition 175, the reason why these other types of clocks, these large wall clocks, is forbidden to move. Chaznish writes that even though this halacha does not have a real source in the Gemara, however, one could explain that it's similar to a ner, that since it has a set place in the permanent way, you don't move it from its place, it's considered as muktzah, has to be on Yashav. So it's regarding a picture that's hanging on the wall, Rinesh Gerald holds, that it's muktzah for that same reason. He adds on that if it falls, it's forbidden to pick it up, even if there's psukim or something like that, whether you should cover it or do tiltum on that tzad or something like that to remove it from degradation. However, Chubasik Ismaisha writes that a clock and a picture that has a set place on the wall is not muktzah because you only hang it there for beauty. We discussed this in Sifkot and Gimel regarding a wall clock that, if they're particular, not to use it. But anything else, some of them holds asking something like muktzah, machmas, chasar, and kiss. Dish number 177. If the wealthy person throws something into the garbage and the pauper takes it off, and the chasnish writes, it's permitted for the pauper to move it. And it's not like shibri kalim where it loses chashivas by throwing it out. Now, regarding moving desirable books or things like that they're not allowed to read even during the week, which, you know, the person who owns it is someone that's a sinner and is not treated as forbidden. Shlomo Zalman writes that even though for that person himself it's possible it's not considered as mukta because it's not maksim edaita, as brought in the Das Torah and in the name Chuvas Besitzchak, it's not considered mukta. However, regarding his family members, for sure it's considered as mukta. Chuvas Besitzchak writes that for this Avarian, these books are not considered as mukta because they would only be because of they're not forbidden because of Issa Malacha, only because the Issa to read for them, and then this is only by someone who conducts himself with this Issa. However, regarding someone that has follows Halacha, then of course there would be mukta for such a person. Dirish number 178, Chaznish writes that this was saying that Dafka, that if the usher lives in the house of the Ani, there's no root for this in the Gemara. Lamaisa, even if he does not live in the house of the Ani, he's permitted to move it. Dirish number 179, the Shartin in Sifkot and the Kovalim Gimel writes that this opinion, that since it's mutter for others, is the opinion of Tais Nalik Daran. However, Chaznish writes that if the vow is able to be asked on or have afara, and it does not intend to give the loaf to others, possibly even Tais would agree to the Ran that the loaf is considered as mukta because it's not fit for the owners, and also it's not permitted for others to eat that day. Dish number 180, so to something that's brought from out of the tchum that's forbidden for the one that's brought, Shochanach writes in Simishin Chafei, that's not mukta even for him, and the Mishabur there explains, that's because it's reditioning for a different Yisrael. That's what brought in Ramah later on, Tafriyosh Beis, that's permitted to move food items in Mekibah and give it to children, even though it's not fit for himself. However, Chubis would give Eger, it's brought, that food items are considered in Kibbutz like mukta, and the Arsameach is Matmiah. Why is that forbidden? It's fit for Katana. However, in the place where there's no Katan that are around, for example, let's say in the soldiers that are far away from the settlement, Malayasu holds that, yes, these food items would be considered as Muktzim Kippur. So the kidney is on Pesach, the Kavachim is inclined, that's permitted for a Ben Ashkenaz to move them because it's fit for Bnei Svar to eat. And that's a Ben Obiyashiv, they're not Muktzim. So to the Chaznish writes regarding Gebracht, that even for those who treat it as Aser, it's permitted for them to move it, because even according to their Shita, it's not Aser Menadin, it's only Torah of a Minigim and the Chumrah. So to tell us that the Tzitzis Tir, Chubas Ebeli writes that it's not Mokta, because it's fit for a different person to wear it, even without Tzitzis, as Baruch Shachanach and Simeon Dal, that someone borrows a Talis from his Chaver, it's Putter from putting on Tzitzis for the first 30 days, and therefore it would be permitted also in these type of situations too, and therefore it would not be considered as Mokta.